The following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
That's going to be off the mark. No good. Defensive board pulled down by Howe. And he'll give it off to Moore into the front court left side. To the wing, Holtmeyer attacks the hoop. Finger roll over the front of the rim, up and in. Blake Holtmeyer with six.
Today, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Here's Morgan Nikla. Comes to the near sideline, Chandra Farmer. Farmer holds the ball behind a Nikla screen. Farmer dribbling the ball, now goes inside to Nikla, grabs the ball, her shot is up there and in. Morgan Nikla scores, a nice pass there by Chandra Farmer. She gets the assist. Morgan Nikla now with 18 points in the ballgame.
This afternoon's girls game features a pair of top three teams in the state rankings, while the boys game promises to be another grinder between two storied programs. It's the Blue Hawks and Stars coming up next, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium here in Kearney. It is time for high school basketball, a Saturday afternoon edition that should provide a couple of solid basketball games. First, the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars will take on the third-ranked team in C2, Hastings St. Cecilia, who is coming off an overtime loss to Minden on Thursday night. And Tuesday, they suffer their first loss of the year to defending Class B state champion Grand Island Northwest. This will definitely be the test that Kearney Catholic is looking for. But how can St. Cecilia bounce into an afternoon game playing three top three teams in 5 days, or four and a half, if you want to call this, a little earlier in the day? Will they be ready? Coach John Kyle says, I don't know. I know we're in good spirits. We'll see how they start the game and if they will be able to go another full four quarters today as Kearney Catholic runs 10 different players at them. But the Stars, they've been blowing people out. That will not happen this afternoon. We're glad to have you along with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, and the gymnasium filling up here. All of the top media in the city of Kearney are here as well, plus me. And we're glad to have you along with us for today's broadcast, also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break. Be back with the starting lineups. Get you ready for this afternoon's doubleheader between St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Glad to have you along with us this afternoon. Don't forget, this is not the only basketball in Kearney today. The Kearney High Bearcats, fresh off their first doubleheader sweep of the year at Omaha Bryan yesterday, return home to play Grand Island, their chief rival, 5:15 and 7 o'clock at Kearney High. And you'll hear that doubleheader on ESPN 1460 this afternoon. Also, Hastings College basketball, top 10 women's matchup going on right now between Hastings and Morningside, and that is on 1230 a.m. KHAS. That ball game, as we get an updated score for you, we will pass that along to you. But a big game there at Hastings College, and we will tell you that doubleheader is currently going on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Also, UNK playing this afternoon at Central Oklahoma. Hastings is up 32-22, it looks like, at halftime in that women's basketball game. Here's the starting lineup for our contest, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, better choices, better service, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. They can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, kind of the same lineups that both these teams have been running out there, and there's nothing wrong with those. They've been working for Hastings St. Cecilia. Number two is a 5'7" sophomore in Lil Sheehy. Number three, 5'9" junior, Claire Hamburger. Number four, 5'3" sophomore, Chandra Farmer. Number five, 5'8" junior, Carly Wright. And number 14, the 6-foot senior, Morgan Nicola. The head coach of the Hawkettes is John Kyle, assisted by Josh Noose and P.J. Henry. St. Cecilia is 9-2. Those two losses coming this week to Grand Island Northwest and Minden in overtime. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 13 is a 5'7" senior, Shayla Connor. Number 21, 5'6" junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6" junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 44, a 5'8" senior, Kayla Shundoff. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. Kearney Catholic is a perfect 14-0 on the season. They are ranked number 2 and number 3 in C1 in the Lincoln Journal Star and Omaha World Herald. The Hawkettes are number 3 in Class C2 in both of those publications. For Kearney Catholic, their last competitive basketball game was thought to be against North Platte St. Pat's, where they blew them out in the second half. But the last game that was within 20 points was Ravenna back on December 17th. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be right back.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium as we get ready for today's girls basketball contest between Hastings St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. As we went into the break there, we were kind of talking about the schedule. St. Cecilia playing those two great ball clubs here this week, and Kearney Catholic trying to find their way here. They just destroyed a St. Paul team that was 8-5 when they came in here on Thursday night, and they won that game with a 40-point lead at halftime and had the running clock in the second half. They took care of an 8-4 Overton team who was state-rated. But Ravenna, Lincoln Lutheran, really the only two teams that have pushed this team. Lincoln Lutheran in that opening weekend of the championship of the early season tournament was a 4-point win, and Kearney Catholic has went to rotating 10 different girls in on a 5-5 platoon, and it has really worked here for Coach Petrie and his staff. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Terry and Jason Stark are your New Tech Seed dealers. Contact any New Tech Seed dealer and you'll get more profit from your yields. We'll tip it off right after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
The two teams, the two schools that won the Class C State Volleyball Championships, basically with the same girls that are now taking the floor here to face off each other in high school basketball this afternoon. Kearney Catholic winning it in C1, St. Cecilia in C2. Some of the same skills required. We just yanked the net down, and we're ready to go. Jimmy Langan and the Todd Rosno crew are ready to go. Squires to jump it up against Nicola, and the ball's in the air, and Kearney Catholic will control the opening tip. Allie Prasoski, who nailed every shot in the first quarter the other night against St. Paul, will attack the hoop. The shot is no good, but the rebound is swatted out to Whitney Colling, and a second chance here against St. Cecilia. Prasoski's long three, it is no good. Fight for the loose ball, and we'll get a tie-up. The arrow will point the way of St. Cecilia as Colling and Lil Sheehy tied up on that one. Sheehy had couple of stars trying to grab that basketball away, and Kearney Catholic's going to go with a 2-2-1 zone trap here. St. Cecilia being very patient to break that, and they'll throw over the top of it into the front court to Hamburger. She comes to the right side, dishes to the baseline. Sheehy drives around the defender, but stepped out of bounds. That's the way you're supposed to defend when you're down on that block or you're on the sideline. Don't let them go around you without them stepping out of bounds, and Kayla Shundoff was able to do that. First turnover on St. Cecilia's first possession. Kind of quiet here in this gymnasium, waiting for something to get going. And the first shot of the game for Whitney Colling is a drive to the right wing, and she'll put it up with the layup and score. Just took it off the dribble and attacked to make it 2-0. Stars in the lead. St. Cecilia again takes their time to break the press. As they come over the top of it, the Stars will extend that 2-3. And when Kearney Catholic plays that 2-3, their guards are outside the three-point arc. They don't sit at the high post. They come all the way out. And St. Cecilia will work it around. To the high post, they'll get it to Nicola. Swings it left side. Three-pointer on the wing. No good by Hamburger. And the rebound brought down by Shayla Connor. Connor surveys the floor. Makes a long, late pass down to Squires, who catches it and then loses it on the way up as Carly Wright was there with the defense. She'll push the ball up on the left side to Chandra Farmer. Farmer trying to stay out of that double team. Brings it back up top. Prasoski reaches for the steal. Couldn't quite get it. And Carly Wright will finish it down low for the layup. Claire Hamburger. Wright the assist. Hamburger with the bucket, and we are tied 2-2 here in the first 90 seconds of our girls' top three battle here at Cope Gymnasium. Colling off the dribble again, and she's going to get bodied up. Kearney Catholic seeing something here that they want to take their defender off the dribble, and the foul going to be called on Lil Sheehy. That'll be her first of the game on either team. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in with Whitney Colling underneath. Colling looking underneath, nothing there. Up top to Prasoski, long three-pointer off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound off the hands of St. Cecilia and out of bounds. Prasoski has been shooting the three ball very well this year, but not on track on her first two in this basketball game. Prasoski, 36% three-point shooter on the season. Allie on the left wing, back up Shundoff. Swings it over here on the right side to Colling. Colling with a left-hand dribble brings it to the high post. Into the corner they go to Connor. Connor, a couple of dribbles and nothing there. Now her pass gets away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Was it touched? No, it was not. And Kearney Catholic will turn it over. 2-2, 5:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. We're just underway. A little late start because of the JV boys game that went long, which was won by St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic won the JV girls game. And St. Cecilia has the ball tipped out of bounds. The Hawkettes will take it out underneath their own hoop. In the far corner with it is Claire Hamburger, or the nearer corner to the benches, as the case may be. Dumps it into Nicola. Kicks it out on the wing to Lil Sheehy. Between the circles to Chandra Farmer, over to Claire Hamburger. High post, good pass down low for the layup, and it falls in for Carly Wright on the assist from Morgan Nicola, and St. Cecilia has grabbed the lead at 4-2. Kearney Catholic had the first bucket from Colling, and that's been it so far. Gives it to Squire, swings it over to Prasoski. Prasoski backs it up between the circles. St. Cecilia, as expected, they have defended Kearney Catholic's girls so well over the last few years, no matter how good they are, and they force a travel on Shayla Connor. That'll be a third turnover by Kearney Catholic. And we talked about that during the week, getting ready for tonight's basketball game, that I expected a lower-scoring game, not that 57-57 overtime tie that they had with Minden, and now the pressure gets St. Cecilia to walk in the backcourt. Kearney Catholic goes to the bench. Instead of bringing in five new players, they'll go with just Kylie Teal and Anna Squires, a pair of freshmen, on the floor. So Coach Rick Petrie might be using a little bit different strategy here. St. Cecilia has not went to the bench in the first 3 minutes. Teal into the corner to Colling. Down low, they get it to Squires. Double-teamed out for Prasoski. Three-pointer blocked. Claire Hamburger got a hand on it. And coming away with a loose basketball, Nicola. Three-on-two up the floor, stopping Farmer. Farmer, great 360 move, and she'll lay it over the front of the rim and in. What a move by the sophomore Chandra Farmer, and St. Cecilia has scored six in a row to take the 6-2 lead. Now Colling, as they open up the lane, drives and dishes it out on the wing. Squires starts the drive, and Anna will kick it back out to Maddie. Over to Colling on the right wing. Left-hand dribble stops the free throw line. Back to Prasoski. Allie back up top to Squires. Anna, crossover, back to Colling. Another three is blocked by Claire Hamburger. And another pickup here by St. Cecilia. Hamburger, two on two, dishes it off to Farmer. And she's cut off by Teal. Kicks it out for a three. It's buried by Morgan Nicola. And Hastings St. Cecilia is up 9-2 here at Kearney Catholic. The Hawkettes coming off those two tough losses. And now Colling tries to answer with a three. It won't go. And Nicola will grab her first rebound. So the Stars are missing. The Hawkettes are hitting early on here in this battle. Driving around the defenders, a tough shot that rolls in. Claire Hamburger, well defended. And let's see if Coach Petrie wants to call a timeout here. His team down by nine. But it's early on, so he's going to let them go. We've got more subs waiting to check in for the Stars. And again, Colling, she can basically drive to the hoop every single time if she wants to. And she's fouled again, this time by Chandra Farmer. It'll be her first. And the team second in for the Stars, Michelle Messbarger, Caitlin Long, Morgan Studi. In for St. Cecilia will be Maddie Schwenka. And also coming in, Melody O'Callaghan. 11-2, and Teal off the inbounds tries a left corner three. No good. 0-4 from the outside. The rebound brought down by Schwenka. So St. Cecilia could not have asked for a much better start here. They lead it 11-2, 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Driving into the right-hand corner, cut off there is Farmer. Skips it back out top to Hamburger, to O'Callaghan, back to her. On the right side, looking to get in there is Farmer. A lot of different faces now on the floor than where we started. Claire Hamburger to the right corner. Into the deep baseline is Carly Wright. Now dribbling in, Farmer has it knocked off her leg by Caitlin Long, and out of bounds it goes. St. Cecilia now with their third turnover. Turnovers even at three apiece. With the Stars scored in the first minute, that means they've went nearly 4.5 minutes without a point. And Michelle Hamburger, or Messbarger, excuse me, checks the play with Coach Petrie over to Teal. Not much going on inside right now for the Stars. They're either driving or they're taking the three into Long. Long gets off balance, so she kicks it out for a three, and Messbarger will hit it. Long made her move to square up to the hoop and ran into a pair of St. Cecilia defenders. Now the ball turned over again by St. Cecilia. And it is tipped away by Anna Squires. It deflected off Chandra Farmer. And it's kind of hand in hand. If Kearney Catholic can't score, they can't press, they can't force those turnovers and get the transition buckets. And that is what has happened here on back-to-back Hawkett possession. So the Stars will toss it into Studi at the top of the circle. High post to Long. attacks the hoop, again runs into the double team, and this time they will ding her for the walk. So still some freshman plays out there, and that's what Coach Petrie has had to work through, and that's the concern that the Stars have had here over the last month by not playing top five competition. The youngsters maybe haven't been tested like St. Cecilia's have, and they only have the one senior starter, as we told you. Hamburger, as they break the press into the corner, Nicola. Nicola attacks, but before she gets to the hoop, a hand check foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. And this will be on Long. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Stars. 2:07 to go first quarter, 11-5 St. Cecilia. Quick dump in, and the shot blocked. It was a quick catch and shoot, and the ball blocked out of bounds. Officials pointed the wrong way, but they get it right. That was Morgan Studi that blocked the shot attempt, so they'll try it again. Trying to set up Hamburger for a three in the corner. She's covered. Schwenka will drive. Now kicks it out to Farmer. Her three hit the front of the rim, then bounces off the Stars and out of bounds. One of three from three-point land for the Hawkettes. One of five for Kearney Catholic. And Lil Sheehy returns to the lineup. And O'Callaghan will check out. St. Cecilia ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it into the right-hand corner. They'll get that to Chandra Farmer. Farmer looking up top. Open look for Nicola. She decides to drive over the top of Long. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Kylie Teal. And a foul called on St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola trying to follow the shot. That'll be her first and the team's third. Part of a girls and boys doubleheader this afternoon here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from Cope Gymnasium. Two of the top three teams in C1 and C2 battling here in the girls' game. As Anna Squires fakes the shot, drives to the high post, kicks it to Teal. Hand on her face as Farmer can't get the three away. Gives it off to Anna Squires. Swings it over to Studi. Back over to Teal. Quick three on the way, and it's good. Nothing but net for Kylie Teal. And back-to-back threes by Kearney Catholic cuts the deficit from 9-3. Now a steal in the backcourt. Squires has it. She'll give it to Teal, back to Anna, and they'll set up the half court. Up top, Studi, she walked. The old ball fake drive, and if you take that step first, you see it so often, no matter how good the talent is for the gals or the guys. We're here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with 1:09 to go in the first quarter of play. 11-8, but now St. Cecilia has went on a long drought without putting any points on the board. Break the press, they'll throw over the top of the zone to Sheehy. Back up top to Farmer. The original five starters are back on the floor as Wright has re-entered. Farmer back over to Nicola, drives into the crease in the zone. Her runner from 10, no good. The ball's deflected down. Anna Squires picked it up, shuffled it over to Messbarger. Messbarger brings it into the front court to Studi. Down low, Long. They went for the steal, didn't get it, so Long will have a layup and score. And Kearney Catholic has scored 8 in a row to answer the 11-0 run by St. Cecilia. 11-2, 11-10, Hawkettes. Down to 30 seconds to go here in the quarter, and the pass almost stolen away. Breaking the press, driving in, Long got a hand on the first shot, got a hand on the second shot. St. Cecilia wanted a foul and probably should have got one. And Long will come out of there with a rebound on three chances by Claire Hamburger. 15 seconds to go. Up to Teal. She tried to lob it inside, and the ball deflected away. Getting a hand on it is Nicola. Sixth turnover for Kearney Catholic. 8 seconds to go. Outlet pass, front court, Hamburger. Hamburger got hooked, and they'll call a foul before the shot. The foul is on Anna Squires, and that'll allow St. Cecilia to inbound the ball here with 4 seconds to go. And checking in will be Reagan Esch for this final play. And Esch will come off a couple of screens to Nicola, right back for a three-pointer. Hamburger, it is in and out, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So a back-and-forth contest. Kearney Catholic got the first bucket. St. Cecilia scored 11 in a row, and then the Stars scored 8 in a row. And at the end of one, it's St. Cecilia 11, Kearney Catholic 10. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
In other action, the Hastings College women leading Morningside 42-33 with 12.5 to go in the ball game on 1230 KHAS. Here, Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing 11-10, but they've scored the last eight on Hastings St. Cecilia. And the original starters back on the floor, calling one dribble on the right wing, trying to post up Squires, but she's well outside of the paint, and she'll have to kick it back out, and it's going to end up being, well, almost an over and back. Great save by Allie Prasoski, and then Shundoff didn't see the defender, Lil Sheehy, behind her, and Sheehy will make the steal anyway. That's the seventh turnover for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia has five rebounds, seven for the Stars, three for the Hawkettes. Neither team has been to the free throw line. 3-point shooting, the Stars 2 of 6, hitting their last two. St. Cecilia 1 of 4, and now St. Cecilia turned the ball over, and a foul called on Kearney Catholic on a steal. And the fans didn't like that one, but Maddie Squires will get her first foul, and the team fouls are even at 3, so pretty even everywhere, including on the scoreboard. Shundoff going to check out and long back in. So you've got her along with Prasoski, calling Maddie Squires and Connor on the floor. St. Cecilia, also not their original five, will set that for you here as Maddie Schwenke has the basketball. They're in a little trouble. And Kearney Catholic got a hand on it, and then the shot down low is missed by Carly Wright, and the Stars come out of there with a basketball. Connor Squires grabbed that ball. I couldn't tell which one it was. And a foul then called on Carly Wright, trying to get the basketball back, her first. We'll mark it to Connor. 11-10, and St. Cecilia on a long scoring drought here, nearly 4 minutes. No scoring in the first minute of this quarter either. But nothing unusual. These teams usually play games in the 40s or upper 30s. St. Cecilia on the defense, calling at the top of the circle, tightly guarding the man-to-man by Chandra Farmer. They'll try to lob it inside because there was nowhere to go. That's just good defense. St. Cecilia right into the hands there of Morgan Nicola. Nicola, long pass into the front court, right on the numbers to Hamburger. Her runner from 8, no good. The ball deflected and picked up by Long. Kearney Catholic up ahead. They will not have numbers. 2-on-2. Prasoski will slow it down. Then they don't guard her, so she fires the 3 and cans it. Allie Prasoski with her first 3. And the Stars, after missing their first 4 from outside, have hit 3 in a row. They've scored 11 straight, and they're up by 2. 13-11. Nicola, thinking about the long jumper, decides not to. And now drives into the paint. Fires it into the corner. Hamburger baseline is open, and we're going to get a travel as she ran into Caitlin Long. Instead of pulling up for a little six-footer, she tried to take it all the way to the rim and ended up turning it over. Neither team has burned a timeout here in the early going. We'll keep you up to date on some other scores, but remember that we do have the halftime report coming up. We'll talk with St. Cecilia boys coach Kevin Asher. They're 10-3, playing some really good basketball. Got a nice winning streak going. And tough to win on the road, but they might be the favorite here today. We'll see as Anna Squires tries to get it to sister Maddie, throws it off the foot of a Hawkette, and it's out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop, leading it 13-11 with 5:42 to go here in the first half. And to throw it in for the Stars will be Allie Prasoski. Into the corner to Squires, back to Connor. They're trying to screen one for Prasoski. She gets it, but right there on her hip is Claire Hamburger, who blocks her third shot. Prasoski drove to the high post. Then it's stolen away. Colling underneath with a layup. There's Whitney Colling doing what she does best, picking pockets and scoring points. And it's 15-11, Kearney Catholic. A weird first half scoring-wise. We've had an 11-point run by St. Cecilia. Now a 13-point run by the Stars. 5:10 to go here. First half of play. Back door, nice pass underneath Wright, and Nicola will get the assist. And that'll break the long, long scoring drought for St. Cecilia and cut it to 2. I guess the good thing for St. Cecilia is you go that long without scoring, and you are going to get maybe a big deficit to come back from. That's not the case. and a carry called here on Kearney Catholic. The whistle came just a half second late, so we got some groans out there, but was probably the right call, and St. Cecilia will bring it across the timeline. With it is Farmer over on the right wing to Nicola. Back up to Chandra. Long three. They gave it to her, so she'll shoot it. It's no good. Nicola trying to follow the shot. Had it for a moment. The ball is loose and sliding across the floor. With it is Colling, and Kearney Catholic gets a timeout. Colling slid about 12 feet there before she finally got the basketball, and the Stars will call the first timeout of the game. With 4:34 to go here in the first half of play, it is Kearney Catholic 15, St. Cecilia 13. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from Kearney, Hastings, and throughout the Tri-Cities for allowing us to bring you high school basketball. And during the timeout, Kearney Catholic subbed in. Messbarger is in there. Teal is back in. You've got both Squires along with Prasoski on the floor. They have the ball offensively. Underneath, they get it to Maddie Squires. Wheels tries the deal. Has it knocked out of her hands by Lil Sheehy. That's another block for St. Cecilia. They'll come out of there with it up ahead to Farmer. Farmer dribbles into a triple team on the block left. Up top, open three. Nicola fires, but it's no good. Rebound grabbed by Maddie Squires. That's her first of the game for one of the team's leading rebounders. Now Squires needs some help in the backcourt. Messbarger will finally come and pick it up. Back into the front court to Teal. Teal drives, kicks it out on the wing, tried to get it to Prasoski, but the pass is tipped and stolen away. That's the 10th Kearney Catholic turnover, and Hamburger is fouled as she goes in. Claire will have the first free throws of this basketball game. And we were talking about rebounding. Manning Squires is the leading rebounder on this team at over 6.5 per ball game. And with all the blowouts and the way they platoon, you kind of take every kid's stat in that top 10 and then just take it times two, because that's normally what most teams would have. But it's just way more balanced here for the Stars as the free throw is up and in by Hamburger, and a chance now to tie the game. The foul on Prasoski was her first. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. It's 15-15 with 3:46 to go here in the first half of play, and the Hawkettes will put some pressure on. Studi will throw it into Teal, one of the many freshmen that sees playing time here. And they'll back off, and Teal will dribble it into the front court. And then as she turns her head, Carly Wright snuck in there and stole it away right to the other end. The layup is good. Six for Wright. And now you've got a 6-0 run for the Hawkettes to regain the lead, 17-15, as Studi tries to bring it coast to coast to the baseline. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Teal. Skips it right side, Squires. She'll try the three-pointer. It's no good for Anna. The rebound is tipped out, and Teal will grab it. Back to Squires, who drives right side. Messbarger right back into Squires, who got shoved. And the foul's going to be called on Nicola. That is her second. Into the ball game is Melody O'Callaghan. And again, it's interesting how you see things here in the first half. We talked about the tough, tough week St. Cecilia has had with Northwest and overtime against Minden. They are definitely not as deep as Kearney Catholic, and that could come into play in the second half. The Hawkettes would like to get a little bit of a cushion here going into halftime. Caitlin Long on the low block, dropped it, got it back. Now she'll turn and kick it out. Teal for the three-pointer, and that is no good. High in the air, the rebound finally comes down to Nicola. Stars now 3 of 9 from outside the arc, 1 of 6 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Schwenke with the basketball up top to Farmer against the Kearney Catholic zone. Everybody a little slower right now, and Farmer drives in and walks with the basketball. Came to the stop, got ready to shoot, and then saw Long in her face and took an extra step, the 8th turnover for the Hawkettes. And it's not over for Hastings St. Cecilia. After this basketball game, they get a little time to rest, but turn around and go to D1 top-ranked Friend next Thursday, who's 14-0. And then the conference tournament the final week of January. And that will be down at Lincoln Christian for the semifinals, as always, and finals. Here's Messbarger for a star three, and she hit it. It's three-pointers or nothing right now, it seems like, for Kearney Catholic. And they regain the lead 18-17 with 2:15 to go here in the first half. To break the press, long outlet pass to Farmer. Dumps it underneath the hoop, but too deep. The shot will not go for O'Callaghan. And Long gets the rebound, and the Stars head the other way. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Teal into the right-hand corner. Gives it off to Studi. Ball knocked away, and they'll say it's Kearney Catholic ball. Back in for the Hawks will be Lil Sheehy and Carly Wright. Coming out for a breather, Hamburger and Nicola. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now re-entering Whitney Colling for the Stars. 18-17 Kearney Catholic. Stars ranked as high as number 2 in C1, number 3 in C2 for St. Cecilia. Off a couple of picks. They tried the pick and roll with Long. She's well covered there by O'Callaghan. Now they dump it to her on the block right side, and as she goes up and under, a foul will be called on O'Callaghan. Shot doesn't go, but two free throws coming up here for the freshman, Caitlin Long. Long's a 61% free throw shooter. The team as a whole, 59%. And this one bounces off the front of the rim and in. 19-17. Kearney Catholic up by two. And the second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Rebound, Long in the corner. Oh, pulled down by Studi. Then she shuffles it off as she falls, and at the other end, we've got a whistle before Anna Squires can get a bucket to go on a hand check. Looks like a one-and-one coming up. Foul on Schwenka. That'll be her first, and at the line will be Anna Squires. Long's free throws moments ago were the first free throw attempts of the game for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia's only been there once as well. And the free throw on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Carly Wright, and St. Cecilia wants to call timeout. 1:30 to go here in the first half of play. It is Kearney Catholic 19, St. Cecilia 17. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth out of the St. Cecilia timeout. They set the kids that they want back in there, including Nicola and Hamburger, trying to find a way to tie it or maybe even take the lead here with the three. Nicola skips it across the zone. Three-pointer, Sheehy on the way. It's too strong. Rebound comes out of the corner, and Hamburger will run it down. One of the few opportunities, and then her pass back out front is knocked away. Steal made. Colling coast to coast. Put it up to Studi. Missed it. Then Colling got the rebound, and she'll score. Studi stole it and missed it, then Colling with the rebound, and she's got 6 points. 21-17 Stars. That is their largest lead. 45 seconds to go. St. Cecilia, oh, they got pressured and dropped the basketball. It's going to be an uncontested layup at the other end, and good by Morgan Studi. Now a six-point lead for Kearney Catholic. So out of the timeout, things have went the wrong way for the Hawkettes. Pressure's on. 30 seconds to go with the dribble, Lil Sheehy into the double team over the top to Nicola. Nicola starts to drive, and as they reach for the basketball, a foul will be called on Kearney Catholic's Morgan Studi. That'll be her first and the team's fifth. Prosaski back in for the Stars, so's Maddie Squires, Long and Studi out. St. Cecilia now has their original five starters back on the floor. Their ball with 24 seconds to go. They'll throw the ball out front to Lil Sheehy. Gives it off to Farmer. Prasoski really trying to create a turnover here. Better be careful or she's going to get dinged for the foul. Although the Stars do have one to give. Hamburger fakes the three, drives baseline, kicks it back out to Nicola. 10 seconds. Nicola looking for somebody to pass the ball to. 6 seconds. Gets it to Sheehy. They're a long way out. 3 seconds. They'll just cast up a desperation three. And we are at halftime with the score. Kearney Catholic, 23. Hastings St. Cecilia, 17. The Hawkettes were up 11-2 since then. A 21-6 run by the undefeated Lady Stars. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats. We'll talk with St. Cecilia boys coach Kevin Asher, give you an update on the Hastings College women and more. Keep it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. 14-0 Kearney Catholic leading 9-2 St. Cecilia, 23-17 at the half. And just a game of runs right now. Hastings College women, they're in good shape. The 10th-ranked Broncos leading 9th-ranked Morningside 53-41 with just over 3 minutes to go in that basketball game, which can be heard on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Our boys game will be coming up next here, and that will feature a St. Cecilia boys ball club that is looking really good right now. They come in with a record of 10-3, and they have won 6 consecutive ball games after a 4-3 start. They lost 2 games to start the season to SCOTUS, who's now 11-1, and Wahoo Bishop Newman, who's 9-3. The other loss is to Beatrice, who is 10-0. So the 3 losses have been to state-rated ball clubs. Among their key victories, a victory over Donovan Trumbull and a 1-point win against Lincoln Christian. They also beat Class B Gretna on the road and Class B Northwest on the road. For Kearney Catholic, they're still trying to find themselves a little bit. They have been disappointed on a few ball games that they have had the leads and let them get away. Kearney Catholic really hasn't been able to pull out the close games. They let a 13-point lead get away to Lexington on Tuesday night. They let a 21-point lead at Overton get away to start the month. And they lost by 1 to Elm Creek. They lost by 6 to North Platte St. Pat's. None of their losses have been blowouts. In fact, none of them more than 8 points, and that was to Ravenna. But they are 7-6 on the season. And outside of splitting with Grand Island Central Catholic, which I guess you would consider their big win of the season, they're still kind of looking for that signature win. And they're going to have a tough road here because after St. Cecilia tonight, 4 straight road games for Kearney Catholic. Donovan Trumbull, they go to Omaha to play Boys Town, then Gibbon and McCook before going in to the conference tournament. So they travel from Omaha to McCook and all the way in between for the Kearney Catholic boys. 23-17 girls score at the half. Kearney Catholic will look at the first half numbers after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank.
We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Quick run down to the first half stats. First off, with the St. Cecilia girls, Lil Sheehy, a rebound and a block. Claire Hamburger has 6 points, a rebound, and 3 blocks. Chandra Farmer has 2 points. Carly Wright has 6 points and a rebound. Morgan Nicola hit a three-pointer. She has also got 3 rebounds here in the first half. And Maddie Schwenke has picked up a rebound. 11 points in the first quarter, just 6 there in the second quarter for St. Cecilia. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, and they have turned the basketball over 10 times here in the first half. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 6 points, Shayla Connor, 2 rebounds, Allie Prasoski, a 3-pointer, Whitney Colling, 6 points, 4 rebounds, Morgan Studi, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Kylie Teal has hit a three-pointer, has 2 rebounds. Maddie Squires and Anna Squires each have a rebound. And Caitlin Long, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 10 points in the first quarter and 13 in the second. At the half, the Stars have 23 points, 15 rebounds, so they've doubled up St. Cecilia in that category. 1 of 3 from the free throw line, 4 out of 10 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 11 turnovers as Kearney Catholic leads it here at the half by a score of 23-17. And we're joined now by the head coach of the St. Cecilia boys, Kevin Asher, who, as we were talking about just a little bit ago, coach, got a nice winning streak going. This team, as we watched it the last 2 years, is growing, and it looks like the fertilizer you put on them did well, man.
Yeah, they've really matured throughout the season. And, you know, we had a really inexperienced team to start the year. We lost 4 starters from last season's team. And, you know, you never know. You're bringing in a lot of new kids with a group of sophomores and 5 seniors, and how's that all going to fit together? And you know, we knew our schedule was very difficult all the way throughout, but definitely the first weekend, you know, we went 0-2, and I thought maybe we'd be 0-3 to start the season, and we got a win at Donovan, gave us a lot of confidence, and, you know, really have played well throughout. I thought we didn't answer the bell very good at Newman the second day of the season, but sometimes that's acceptable when you look back at the whole big picture and how well we played and gotten better throughout this nice little run here.
What's the one thing that you can notably, you go back and look at that film the first couple of weeks and you look at the film the last week, what's the one thing that we all notice is better about your team?
Well, we're more confident and we're taking care of the basketball. I think the first 4 games combined, we're averaging around 16, 17, 18 turnovers, somewhere in there, and now we're down around 10 in single digits most of the night. And that's given us more shot opportunities. You know, if there's one single statistic, we've done that better, and we've rebounded really, really well for not having what I would call a real strong basketball team.
You're going to have a height-wise bigger team than Kearney Catholic here. There's no secrets between you and Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. You guys know each other so well. What are you expecting here? I mean, you look at the record. We talked about that, too. Stars have 6 losses, but none of them by more than 8 points.
Yeah, and you look across the board. We talk to our kids a lot about this. You look at a team that's hovering around 500, whether they're 2 games above, 2 games over or under, and then, you know, we're 10-3, but we're a whisker away from being 7-6. I mean, that's just how good the teams are, and Kearney Catholic, you know, has been playing this style, and their kids are starting to understand it. Looks like they're into a 9-man rotation now, and, you know, you just kind of – you got to play it every single game, and there's not really any bad teams on anybody's schedule. So everybody, it comes down to a lot of little things, you know, and whether or not, you know, this game today, it'll be highly contested, I'm sure. Both teams will be ready. We've had long weeks because we played Tuesday and Thursday. But that's what this time of the year is for, is just to get back out there and go to the next test.
And I think a lot of people know this, but this sophomore class, that's where your son Brooks is, so you've seen these kids come together for a long time. How deep do you think you are right now?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing that's made us really, what I feel strong, is the fact that our seniors have accepted a couple roles, here and there. And then our sophomores, you know, I think we go five out of our top eight are sophomores right in that area. And they've played a little bit maybe above what I would consider a sophomore level. But there's been times, you know, that they've really, you know, played like a sophomore too. So I would say we're right in that nine range. I mean, that's just something that, you know, we try to strive for. We know we have to have nine bodies, and that's why we held a couple kids out of the JV game tonight. This is going to be a track meet. I mean, these kids like to get up and down from Kearney Catholic. We've played a lot of basketball in the last, this is our fifth game in 9 days, so our legs may not be quite as crisp. So we're going to have to go maybe that ninth, tenth, and wherever guy tonight, and we want those guys to really be ready and contribute right away.
All right, Kevin, look forward to a great ball game. Thanks for giving us a little time.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Kevin Asher, head boys basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They'll be taking on Kearney Catholic in our boys game at around 4:30 here today. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Throwing to Bowman is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
St. Cecilia will get the ball to start the third quarter, trailing by six. And in the lane, a tough one-hand runner by Lil Sheehy. No good. Fight for the loose ball is going to go out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. Players on the floor, last touched by Maddie Squires. As far as the fouls, I think I've only got one player with more than one. That's Morgan Nicola for St. Cecilia. Looks like the original five starters are out there for both of the ball clubs. Sheehy, Hamburger, Farmer, Wright, and Nicola for St. Cecilia. For Kearney Catholic, they will actually have Anna Squires out there with Prasoski, Calling, Maddie Squires, and Shayla Connor. And so Shundoff will start on the bench here for the second half. As St. Cecilia throws over the zone, the jumper on the left wing from 10, Lil Sheehy too strong. Again, it goes out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. So they're winning the battle of the boards, but this time down the floor, a couple that they couldn't quite grab. On the inbound, there's Nicola slicing down the middle of the lane, and she has the easy layup. Morgan with her first two-point bucket of the ball game, and it's 23-19. Nicola trying to get the steal at the other end, and driving in will be Calling, and she's going to be fouled on her way to the hoop. Whitney Calling will get two free throws, and the foul is going to be called on Chandra Farmer. St. Cecilia thought maybe that was on the floor. They're not going to get that call. Have had very few free throws in this game, and so Calling will toe the line here. She's the leading scorer for the Stars, but the first one is no good. She's the leading scorer tonight. Prasoski, the leading scorer for the year, and she has been held to 3 points. Second free throw, that one's good. So Calling hits one of two. She's got seven. The Stars are on the board here in the second half. 24-19, Kearney Catholic. On KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Connor deflects the ball against the press. Maddie Squires puts it up, missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Whitney Calling. And the ball is still loose. Finally, the Stars, Connor, will grab it and throw it out to Prasoski. Over to Maddie Squires, 4-3. It's no good. And the rebound, Connor gets it. So hitting the offensive glass, both teams. Down low, there's Anna Squires. Blocked out of there cleanly by Carly Wright. Fifth block for St. Cecilia. And they're on a sprint to the other end. Nicola shoved all the way out into the right-hand corner. Has to throw it back to the trailer in Sheehy. Swings it left wing. That's the weak side. Farmer starts the drive, and she's grabbed as she comes inside. Fouled on the arm. And it's going to be called on Prusoski. That'll be her second. And re-entering the game here for St. Cecilia is going to be Maddie Schwenka. With 6:21 to go here in the third quarter. Pass to Nicola, right back to Hamburger. Reverse layup on the inbound, no good. Rebound comes down to Anna Squires, and then she carried the ball in the backcourt. She was looking up the floor to throw the ball and lost where it was in her hand. So each team with a turnover as well here in the early portion of the third quarter. Caitlin Long going to come in. Anna Squires is going to come out. And so St. Cecilia will throw it in. Always tough when you make that mistake and then you come to the bench because everybody's kind of watching you. So just a quick word to Anna, and they're coaching her up on the sideline. St. Cecilia will have the ball deep in the corner, kind of trapped there. Carly Wright, and ends up having it knocked out of her hands.
24-19. Kearney Catholic leading our girls game here. Again, if you missed the start, St. Cecilia jumped out 11-2, then 8 straight for the Stars. And here's a three-pointer that's no good. In fact, they scored 13 in a row. The rebound tipped out to Whitney Colling off the missed three. Colling in the left-hand corner. Skip pass Prasoski. Quick three from Allie. It's good. Allie Prasoski with her second three-point bucket. And Kearney Catholic now has their biggest lead at 8. Fast break the other way. Hamburger takes a tough shot in traffic. No good. Rebound, Connor. They'll call a jump ball. It's still Kearney Catholic basketball. And St. Cecilia will put some pressure on. .536 to go here in the third quarter. Again, the officiating crew pretty well known, so they get some jabs from the crowd from time to time this afternoon, and good-natured fun for the most part. Prasoski, left-hand corner with the dribble against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. Trying to shake Hamburger, but can't do it. Out on the left key to Squires, into Long in the paint. Forces it up. Good job by Nicola. It did deflect off of Morgan and out of bounds, so Kearney Catholic ball, but you're seeing them play a little bit inside. Just because somebody's taking it at the post doesn't mean they're going to get bailed out with a foul call. And right there, Nicola, the senior with more experience than the freshman Long, just held her ground. Kearney Catholic will inbound it. Dump it to the left-hand corner to Connor. Back up top, Prasoski. Everybody else down low. Trying to clear things out here. Prasoski swings it over to Colling. Lobs it inside, but overshoots Maddie Squires. And the Stars will turn it over. Nicola, baseball pass up ahead. Farmer's all alone. The layup good. Chandra Farmer with her second bucket. 27-21, Kearney Catholic. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Stars have really handled St. Cecilia's pressure well in the backcourt. Their turnovers are mostly in the front court. Maddie Squires down the lane. Oh, knocked out of her hand. Must have been the ball I heard get slapped. It's out of bounds, and the Stars lose it. So there again, another turnover in the half court. Messbarger re-enters here, as does Teal for Kearney Catholic. They'll put that 2-2-1 press on, and St. Cecilia will work against it. Schwenk is in there to Nicola. Over the top, they get it well over to the left wing to Chandra Farmer. 27-21 again. So quiet in here this afternoon. Must be too early to get pumped up, I guess. On the right wing with it, Nicola. Baseline, got bumped there, but makes the nice pass underneath. And then Hamburger has her shot blocked by Kylie Teal, and the Stars come away with it. Squires, outlet to Messbarger. Numbers aren't there, and the pass thrown into the backcourt. The ball was tipped. Kearney Catholic will pick it up with no over and back. Teal swings it left side. Prasoski's got a three, and hit it. Allie Prasoski with the only two field goals of the half for Kearney Catholic. Now St. Cecilia trying to beat him back, pulling up for the jumper for three, and answering right back is Chandra Farmer, and a timeout. St. Cecilia, that's a big bucket by Chandra Farmer. She doesn't get that. The Stars get a chance to go up double digits, but instead, with 3:52 to go here in the third quarter of play, it is Kearney Catholic 30 and Hastings St. Cecilia 24. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And we're back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you at Cope Gymnasium. Glad to have you along with us this afternoon as Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia get together for their yearly Saturday matinee. Stars in this battle of top three girls teams leads it 30-24 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter, and they've got the basketball. Anna Squires back in, starts to penetrate, kicks it out to Studi. Teal's out there with Messbarger and Long. Those are the file of the offensive set here for the Stars. Now Squires, good crossover dribble, but doesn't take the shot. Gives it to Long, and Nicola just leaps right at her, blocks her, takes it away. Out ahead to Hamburger, and the layup cuts it to four. So just when it looked like things might be getting away from St. Cecilia, they're right back in it, cutting the lead to four, 30-26. Messbarger up front, working on Farmer, backing her in. Now kicks it back out to Squires, to Teal. Lobs it inside to Long, working on Nicola. Double team, switches to the left hand. Shot no good. Ball tapped, and it ends up in Studi's hand. And then a walk called on Kearney Catholic. A ton of turnovers in the half court for Kearney Catholic so far this afternoon. but they still have the lead 30-26. The Hastings St. Cecilia can make it a one-possession game here. They were down 9 moments ago. And as the ball comes up the floor, the ball is knocked out of St. Cecilia's hands. It was right by the Kearney Catholic bench. The Stars thought it bounced off of Sheehy's leg, but that's not the way the official saw it, so the Hawks will get it. And into the ball game, Maddie Schwenke into the right-hand corner. Here's Hamburger, drives into the double team, kicks it out, and right back to Hamburger in the corner. Schwenke just holds the ball 22 feet out on the right side, passing it around the arc, maybe just spreading the offense a little more. Now Nicola, and one of those where she wanted to dump it to Hamburger for a three, and just as she started to pass it, Claire was cutting into the paint, and it sails over her head out of bounds. Turnover, St. Cecilia. Second of the half, 12th of the game. Kearney Catholic has 4 in the quarter and 15 in the basketball game. 30-26, Stars again have been stuck on 30 now for a while. It's been a game of runs. One team goes on a 8, 10, 11-point run, then they sit there forever. And driving in, we've got a foul called. One official called a block shot. The other calls it a foul there between Schwenke and Anna Squires. The foul is on Maddie Schwenke. That'll be her second. And Anna Squires started to go to the hoop, got fouled before she could get the shot away. So they got a compromise on that call. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball and take it out underneath their own hoop. Still 30-26 up top, Teal. Stars really looking for that three-point bucket over to Messbarger. Or else it goes to Long, and she hasn't had a ton of success inside. Made a couple of nice moves, only has the one bucket. Here's a backdoor cut. Messbarger puts it over the extended arm of Nicola. And then the rebound by Hamburger. And as Hamburger heads up the floor, it takes a bad hop on her, and she'll be called for the carry. That's just one of those, what do you do? Hamburger got it. She's headed up the floor. It bounces off something funny, and there's nothing you can do about that. Kearney Catholic will bring Shayla Connor back onto the floor, along with Prasoski, both of the Squires, and Messbarger. 30-26. Looks like this is a game that's going to be decided in the final quarter, as always. Anna Squires outside the left arc. More of a chess match now. Decides to drive. Has it blocked from behind by Morgan Nicola. Pick back up. Stars. Messbarger's 10-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Hamburger. Knocked out of her hands by Connor. It goes out of bounds to the Hawkettes. It was 23-17 at the half. And it's 30-26. Kearney Catholic still leads by 4. Hawkettes easily break the press, but nobody attacks the hoop. Farmer has it outside the arc on the right wing. Uses her dribble up. Goes back out top to Schwenke. Schwenke has not been an offensive threat here, just kind of a go-between. As they kick it in the corner for a 3, Hamburger, it's no good. Ball yanked down by Maddie Squires, and the Stars will give it to Connor. Both teams doing a good job of getting back defensively. Prasoski, step back 3 on the way, that's no good. She's hit 3 of them for her 9 points. And an over-the-back foul called on Kearney Catholic has Hamburger on the floor. And it's going to be on Maddie Squires, that'll be her second. And team foul number 2. We've had 2 fouls on each team this half. 30-26. We've been hanging around there since the 3:18 mark, it looks like. And we're down to 108. St. Cecilia. Again, the key moment was that 3-point answer by Chandra Farmer. She pulled up for a quick 3 after the Stars had taken a 9-point lead. And there's an over and back called on St. Cecilia. Farmer just got the ball into the front court where they tried to trap her. She took a dribble backwards and stepped on the midcourt line. And the Hawkettes with back-to-back turnovers. Kearney Catholic will toss it in from midcourt, throw it in the backcourt to Whitney Colling. 55 seconds to go. Off the ball screen, Colling decides to drive. Off the window. No backside help. It's good. Colling now with 9 points. She and Prasoski, 18 of the 32 this afternoon for the Stars. For St. Cecilia, 7 for Farmer, 6 for Wright, 8 for Hamburger. Nicola for 3 off the front of the iron, no good. Ball kicked around. Farmer picks it up in the left-hand corner, dribbles around, tries to get it to the baseline to Wright, and Wright couldn't grab it out of bounds. 3 straight turnovers for St. Cecilia. So they're not helping themselves here. The largest lead of the game for Kearney Catholic was that 9-point advantage. St. Cecilia's biggest lead was also 9 at 11-2.
As Colling brings it into the front court, Stars not acting like they're playing for one with 15 seconds to go. They don't have to worry about much. Up top, Connor swings it over to Colling. 10 seconds, lobs it in to Long on an over-the-back foul. Going to be called on Morgan Nicola trying to poke it away. That is her third team foul. Again, St. Cecilia trying to avoid a three-game losing streak. Of course, when you put in perspective the teams they're playing right now, nobody else will ever play a tougher stretch. Stars ball with 8 seconds to go underneath their own hoop. They'll bounce it in to Squires. Low block. Kick it out to Connor. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Connor drives. And Nicola's right there to take it out of her hands. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 32 and the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia 26. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, will take you to the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, we played that 8 minutes, and each team scored 9 points, so no change from the halftime. And your score, Kearney Catholic 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 26. The Hawkettes will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. 9-2, ranked third in C2. Kearney Catholic trying to stay undefeated. They're 14-0, number two and number three, depending on which paper you look at. Hamburger tries the three. It will not go. Rebound comes out to Prasoski, her first. Cross court to Teal. Spot up three on the way. It's good, and that's the difference in the game right now, the three-point shooting. And Kearney Catholic is back up by 9. The Stars are 7 of 15. St. Cecilia is 2 of 12 from beyond the arc. And that is the difference in this basketball game, besides Kearney Catholic outboarding St. Cecilia. And Farmer is going to be fouled on the dribble. Going to go on Whitney Colling, her first. And again, the only person that's even close to being in foul trouble is Morgan Nicola. She has 3 for St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes got to find some offense now. They had the one run in the first quarter where they scored 11 straight. And outside of that, 15 total points. They have struggled offensively. And one of the reasons is that 2 of 11 from outside against the Kearney Catholic zone. And they're really trying to watch that nobody gets inside. Nicola has been forced outside most of the game. Only 4 players have scored for St. Cecilia. 5, 6, 7, and 8. 8 Hamburger, 7 Farmer, 6 Wright, 5 Nicola. For Kearney Catholic, they've had 6 players score. Prasoski and Colling each have 9, 6 for Messbarger. Prasoski and Messbarger, all their points are on 3-pointers. St. Cecilia, after the ball knocked out of bounds, will throw it in again. Up top, Farmer. As we told you, this is different than what Minden wants to do, and so many people are going to want to compare these games because Kearney Catholic and Minden are both unbeaten, 1-2 in C1 and in the same sub-district. Nicola draws the double team out to Hamburger, 3-pointer, and Maddie Squires came out there to get a hand on that one. Ball falls into the hands of Teal, baseball pass to the other end, and the fourth shot is up and in by Whitney Colling, and she's got 11. And Kearney Catholic with their biggest lead, 37-26. Nicola tries to answer with a finger roll at the other end. No good. Rebound Stars. Foul on the Hawkettes. Kearney Catholic fans, I know, were wondering, how good is this basketball team? No one would have picked them to start the season, probably 15-0. And they've got a chance to do it here this afternoon. The foul was called on Carly Wright, her second, and timeout on the floor. With your score, Kearney Catholic 37, St. Cecilia 26, brought to you by Joe Methy. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be right back.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services.
We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors, serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic has picked up their biggest lead in St. Cecilia out of the timeout, is putting on the defense. And it's going to be a pick in the backcourt by Claire Hamburger. Tried to lob it, though, to Nicola for the layup, and it was over her head. And that's what St. Cecilia needs, is some steals and layups to claw back into game. And they missed on that opportunity. They haven't put this kind of defense on so far in the game. They've really put a zone trap on, and the Stars look a little confused, but they do finally break it with an outlet pass to Teal, who's got an open three, so she takes it, but it's no good from the left-hand corner. Ball on the floor. We're going to get a jump. Possession arrow pointing the way of Kearney Catholic. It looks like, again, Whitney Calling down there. Eight boards for Calling. And Kearney Catholic now is going to call a timeout. I think Coach Petrie didn't like the way his team obviously handled that press, so he wants to talk about it a little bit. 5:49 to go in the basketball game. It's still the Stars 37 and St. Cecilia 26. We'll be right back.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Kearney Catholic out of their own timeout. We'll inbound it. Teal gets it over to Prasoski, leading it 37-26, 5:40 to go in the game. Stars ball up top to Maddie Squires against the man-to-man of St. Cecilia. They clear it out. Maddie starts to drive, pushed out on the right wing to Teal, around to Prasoski. Farmer on her. Long trying to post up. They get it to her on Nicola. They double down, back out to Prasoski. Allie back into Long. Bounces her way in there, but on the way up, missed the shot. Rebound brought down by St. Cecilia, and a foul on Long. Hamburger with her fourth rebound. Caitlin Long with her second foul. That's the fourth team foul. That's even for both of the ball clubs here in the fourth quarter of play. Hastings College women's basketball team, they pick up another win today. 10th-ranked Hastings over 9th-ranked Morningside, 64-55, as Coach Hofstetter's team continues to roll. The men's game about ready to get underway on 1230 KHAS. And at the other end, another turnover for St. Cecilia, and it looks like it's just not going to be their afternoon. Played so, so well on Thursday, and we talked about it at the half. They may just be running out of gas, a carry called on Kearney Catholic. But you play the defending Class B champions Tuesday. You play the undefeated number 8 team in the all-class rankings on Thursday, and then you got another undefeated team here tonight. They'll get their third straight undefeated team in Friend on Thursday. 37-26, Stars with the lead, and St. Cecilia's been on 26 for what seems like the noon hour, and they turn it over again. But you don't want to mess with Hastings St. Cecilia. This is, I mean, you look at the teams they played, B, C1, C1, D1. They haven't played a C2 team in this stretch. And when it comes postseason time, no one's going to want to mess with the state volleyball champions. Both these teams will be going for back-to-back, the rarity, the volleyball-basketball championship. St. Cecilia will be in that C28 sub-district at Minden with Southern Valley, Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill will be their toughest competition, it would look like, in Franklin. On the other side, Sandy Creek, Superior, Sutton, and Thayer Central as the Stars turn it over. And then Connor steals it right back. So getting a little sloppy here in the last few minutes of this game. Anna Squires with it on the right wing. And Kearney Catholic's going to call another timeout. All they had a full-length timeout, so they'll use it. 4:06 to go in the game, and Kearney Catholic stays on top 37-26. We'll be right back.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 4:06 to go in our girls' game. And Kearney Catholic has the lead by 11 over St. Cecilia, 37-26. Off the inbounds from the side, they get it to Messbarger. She attacks. There's some backside help. Nicola with her fourth block shot. Unofficially, I've got 9 blocks for the Hawkettes today. And into the front court, Hamburger dribbled it off her foot and turned over. Boy. 20 turnovers for the Hawkettes. Baseball pass to the other end. Studi kicks it out. The Stars will work some more clock. And Anna Squires is fouled by Claire Hamburger. That's her first 5th team foul. St. Cecilia will check in. Melody O'Callaghan. Not in the bonus yet. So they'll take it out in front of their own bench. Anna Squires throws it into Studi. Back to Squires. Connor Long and Messbarger also on the floor. Crossover dribble. Squires starts to drive, kicks it back out. Stars are content to just run clock here. They've got some chances to shoot. Squires comes in. Ooh, might have walked. They let her go, though. Good defense, Nicholas. She always seems to be there. High post Long. Back out Messbarger. Back inside Long. Double teamed. Two-player game there. And still well defended, can't get a shot. Inside, outside, back inside, Long. Now Messbarger cuts, she'll drive, she'll score, she'll draw the foul. What patience and what work, and even the coaches for the Kearney Catholic Stars stand and applaud. And St. Cecilia needs a nap. I mean, how can you not blame them? The energy that they've had to use this week, and Kearney Catholic just keeps rotating in there, 9-10 girls. Fouls on Nicola. That's her fourth, and a chance for a three-point play here for Michelle Messbarger. This will be her first free throw of the afternoon. And it is on the way and no good. Rebound tracked down by Carly Wright. And Wright will try and get out of there with it. Up ahead to Morgan Nicola. Nicola across the timeline. 3 minutes to go. 39-26. Kearney Catholic in command. And Nicola will try a three-pointer. That comes up short. Rebound pulled down by the freshman Long. That's her fourth. Over to Maddie Squires. Squires pushes it up the floor to Prasoski. She's got a look at a three. It's short, no good. Rebound comes out to Farmer. Farmer pushes it up the floor. Two on two. Farmer fouled by Prasoski. Third foul on Allie. Again, the fifth team foul on the Stars, so no free throws. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you a look at the final stats and then get you ready for the boys' game that'll tip off around 4:30. 10-3 Hawks, 7-6 Stars. Maddie Squires tries to get the steal. And the ball bounces out of bounds. And the officials are going to give it to the Hawkettes. Stars fans didn't agree, but it's a 13-point game. And St. Cecilia will throw it in. Nobody to guard the inbounds. And then the inbounds pass goes into the backcourt. And it looks like it might have went out of bounds without being touched. So it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Nobody could grab the ball, and that is the sixth turnover of the quarter on St. Cecilia. 21 in the game compared to 18 for Kearney Catholic. So, again, this is a typical game between these two. You just don't know who's going to come out on top from time to time. A lot of turnovers, low scoring, pretty defensive. Teal with it inside the arc, kicks it out to Prasoski. 2:20 to go. Kearney Catholic has scored 7 in the quarter. St. Cecilia has not scored in the fourth quarter. Maddie Squires working on Schwenka on the block right side. Kicks it back out. Prasoski to the top of the circle. Long over to Colling. Clock continues to tick down. Whitney drives, puts up the one-hand runner. No good. Rebound grabbed by Morgan Nicola.
And Morgan will bring the ball up the floor. Nice job to cross over and get by Colling. Now bounce pass to the baseline. And the first point to the fourth quarter, Carly Wright. And St. Cecilia will burn a timeout. They have one remaining. But a stretch of 10 minutes without scoring there for St. Cecilia. I mean, there's 1:49 to go here. The last time they scored was with 3:18 to go. So 9.5 minutes without a point there for St. Cecilia, and that'll be their undoing here this afternoon. 1:49 to go in the basketball game. It's 39-28 Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Going to Bowen is up for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Kearney Catholic ball, break the backcourt pressure here for St. Cecilia. And again, working clock down to 1:30 to go. Squires picks her dribble up, and instead of seeing a turnover, Kearney Catholic will call the timeout. And so we have one timeout left for each team, 1:27 to go in the game, 39-28. Kearney Catholic will take it with them. Be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
And Kearney Catholic to inbound it now in the front court. They did draw up a play in the huddle because they wanted to know where they were taking the ball out at, and a foul called. And it looks like that's going to be it for Morgan Nicola. She decided, well, I'll foul 30 feet away, and now I can go rest a little bit here. Fifth foul on Morgan Nicola. She ends up this afternoon unofficially with 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 block shots. And she'll leave us with 1:21 to go here in the game. Taking her spot will be Lil Sheehy. Long back in for the Stars at the line to shoot. The 1-1 will be Whitney Colling. The Stars are 2 of 6 at the line. 1 of 2 for Colling, and it's up, and it spins around and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Carly Wright. For St. Cecilia, they've been to the line once the whole game. They're 2 for 2. With it, Schwenke inside Hamburger, and as we say that, the foul called. Things you don't want to do, turn it over and commit fouls when you've got the lead. And Kearney Catholic's done it both here. Fouls on Long, her third. But they will say it was before the shot or not. Now they change their mind, and St. Cecilia will go to the line to shoot two. Claire Hamburger's the person that hit the 2 free throws in the first half. She leads the team with 8 points. St. Cecilia with just 2 points here in the fourth quarter, and still just 2 as the first free throw is too strong. Squires in, Long out for Kearney Catholic. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Give you the final stats. The boys' teams are ready to take the court and practice for their pregame warm-up. Now the second free throw for Hamburger. On the way and good. So Claire gets 1 of 2 and cuts it to 10. 39-29, 1:10 to go. Weirder things have happened.
So let's see if they can force a turnover, and they do. Farmer knocks the ball away but can't control it. St. Cecilia almost had the steal underneath the hoop, and now Colling pushes it up with the left hand, and the reach-in foul called on Carly Wright. So it looks like St. Cecilia has elected to go this route. See if they can come back in a low-scoring game. Kearney Catholic right now on pace. In fact, if St. Cecilia would just let the clock run out here, that would be the lowest scoring output of the year for Kearney Catholic. But they have a chance to go past the free throws, or past that with some free throws here. And the front end of the 1-1 by Colling is up, and it is in. 12 points now for Whitney. Kearney Catholic's lowest point total this year was the 43 against Lincoln Lutheran. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by O'Callaghan, who has checked in. She'll find Hamburger, 40-29. Kearney Catholic leads it by 11 with 50 seconds to go. Farmer can't get the three, so she drives baseline to Hamburger. Hamburger puts up the runner, scores, and is fouled. So Claire Hamburger, with a team-high 11, has a chance to make it 12 right here and cut the lead to 8, 45 seconds to go. Maddie Squires will come in. Allie Prasoski will come in. And Kearney Catholic has not been held under 52 points in their last 11 basketball games. But that's what St. Cecilia usually does. I think if you look at Kearney Catholic's offensive totals over the last probably 10 years since these teams have been playing, this may be their lowest scoring output most of the time. Free throw this time is no good. Maddie Squires gets the rebound, foul with 41 seconds to go. St. Cecilia's had a couple chances here where they are at 9, probably could have had it down to 6 or 7. And we're seeing a lot of chess here over the last 41 seconds. But for a game between a number 2 and a number 3 team, it's just very quiet in here. Nothing happening down the stretch for the Stars to pull away or for St. Cecilia to catch up. And Whitney, Allie Prasoski, her first free throw of the night is up, and it is in. She now has 10 points, 41-31. Second free throw for Prasoski on the way, and it's good, 42-31. This actually is probably a good thing for the Stars, being in a situation where they have to shoot free throws late in the game. I've only really done that once all year. 35 seconds to go. St. Cecilia basketball. Schwenka looks back out top to Sheehy. High post they go to Lucy Skok, who's in. Now to Sheehy for the three. It's off the back iron and then goes over the backboard and out of bounds. St. Cecilia is also going to bring Claire Rasmussen in as St. Cecilia starts to clear the bench a little bit more here. And more subs coming in, including Brittany Mangers. And St. Cecilia's only has two seniors on this team in Nicola and Schwenka. That is it. So imagine how good they're going to be next year. Elena Bach now comes in for Kearney Catholic, one of the star seniors here. 24 seconds to go. Playing out the string. Kearney Catholic gets it into Prasoski. Prasoski will bring a ball across the timeline. Kearney Catholic calls a timeout. They're going to bring in some seniors. Now, again, one of the reasons here, Mackenzie Smith, Kayla Shundoff are going to come in. Kearney Catholic doesn't have much left at home this season for the home fans to see. They will see a couple of good teams. Seward, who it's unbelievable that they're 3-8 after the runs they have made. But they're the next home game coming up on Thursday night. They'll be coming in. And we'll have that for you on ESPN Radio. Then Centura, the final home game after conference. They'll get a home game in that first round of the conference tournament because they'll be the top seed. And the conference semifinals and finals this year at Ord, and you'll hear them right here. Kearney Catholic trying to get the basketball in. The long pass goes out of bounds. And we'll go back over to St. Cecilia. So Kearney Catholic has their seniors out there on the floor right now, playing together along with Morgan Teal. St. Cecilia trying to get one more shot off here in the last 10 seconds, but it doesn't look like they will, and that's the end of the basketball game. The final score is Kearney Catholic 42,
their season low, but it's good enough. 31 for Hastings St. Cecilia. And when you look at St. Cecilia, obviously you're talking about one of their lowest outputs of the year as well. They had 31 in the loss at Northwest, which they lost 41-31. Here they lose 42-31. Outside of that, they've been in the 50s and 60s just about every other game this year. But St. Cecilia drops their third straight. And again, the teams during this stretch are, what do we got here, 50-1 right now, 51-1 after this, during this four-game stretch. St. Cecilia 9-3, Kearney Catholic 15-0, and we'll look at the final numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Misco Sports, keeping you geared up for the games for years. With a great selection to choose from, you'll always get your game on at Misco Sports. For Hastings St. Cecilia, only four players scoring in the basketball game this afternoon. Lil Sheehy had one rebound and one block. Claire Hamburger led the way with 11 points, four rebounds, and three blocks. Chandra Farmer, 7 points, two rebounds. Carly Wright, 8 points, three rebounds, and a block. Morgan Nicola, 5 points, four rebounds, four block shots. Melody O'Callaghan and Maddie Schwenka each had one rebound. I had St. Cecilia for 7 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Those were all from Claire Hamburger. 3 points shooting, 1 of 7 in each half, and turnovers, 10 in the first half, 11 in the second half. For the Hawkettes, St. Cecilia had 17 points at halftime. They were held to 14 in the second half and will finish with 31 points, 16 rebounds, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 14 from three-point land, 9 block shots, 21 turnovers as St. Cecilia will fall to 9-3 on the season. And up next, they travel to D1 undefeated Friend. That game is coming up on Thursday. Then they host Aquinas on Friday. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show with the final numbers for the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic, who had 6 players score today. Michelle Messbarger, 8 points. Shayla Connor, 4 rebounds. Allie Persosky, 11 points, 1 rebound. Whitney Colling led the Stars with 12 points, 8 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Kylie Teal, 6 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Maddie Squires, 3 rebounds and a block. Anna Squires, 2 rebounds. And Caitlin Long, 3 points, 4 rebounds and a block. 15 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, that was the difference. Kearney Catholic, 4 of 10 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. And turnovers, 11 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 23 points at halftime, 19 in the second half. And the Stars remain perfect on the season with 42 points, 28 rebounds, 5 out of 11 at the free throw line, 7 of 17 from 3-point land compared to 2 of 14 for St. Cecilia. The Stars had 4 blocks and 19 turnovers. They're now 15-0 on the season. And for the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic, they will be back in action Tuesday night at Donovan Trumbull. You'll hear the game here on Classic Hits. Coming up in about 16 minutes, we've got boys basketball action. 7-6 Kearney Catholic, 10-3 St. Cecilia. And for now, this is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show, taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades, and continue to do so, wishing you a happy new year. The Lady Stars beat the Hawkettes 42-31. Keep it here. More high school hoops coming up.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.